And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to have another wonderful volume of secrets. You know, we have these secrets about once a month, sometimes more than that, but depending on how many secrets I have, you know, there's volumes and volumes in my office. And I just pull out my old volumes, and I keep a lot of secret things, and some of them are new, some of them are old, and some of them are, well, they're ancient, but they're timely, they're for today. And I like to pull them out and let you see as to what is happening in the world today. Was it planned? Was it accidental? Few things, of course, are accidental. And we're seeing incredible changes in our society and in the world. We've got a new president, and boy, he's making some big changes. He's made promises to us, and well, it looks like he's working hard to keep those promises. I don't know many presidents that have ever done that. Usually, after the election, you just forget all about the promises they made because you know they're a bunch of liars, and this guy seems to be keeping his promises. Now, there are doubters out there and skeptics, and you write to me and say, you wait and see, Tex. He won't keep his promises. Okay. I understand. I can understand why you would feel that way, but we'll see. We'll see just what he does. You know, I was reading the Bible, the New Testament, of course. Isn't the New Testament grand? I'm not going to criticize any part of the Bible. I mean, you just open it up anywhere and get wisdom and knowledge from it. But I just love the New Testament. There's so much in there that you could just take and, you know, I can never get full. Now, I've read, I must be thousands of books. Thousands of books. Not many people are book readers today, but I am. And if you were to come visit our ministry office here, you'd be amazed at all the books I've got. They're everywhere. I mean, they're all just begging me to read me now again, because I've already read them once, you know. And when you get my books and you see all the margins, I have little bitty notes and underlined sentences and words and little bitty, you know, messages to myself. And somebody said it's a real education to get the books that you've already read because of all these notes and, you know, things that you find in them. And sometimes I go back over and start to remind myself what I said about this or that. But listen, I know what book will give me wisdom and which won't. That's why I love the Holy Bible. Now, a lot of people say, I can't read the Bible, I fall asleep. Really? You fall asleep when you read the Bible. Maybe listen. God doesn't say, okay, get in the Bible and read the most boring part. He doesn't say, well, get in there and read something interesting. It's incredible. Incredible stories and wisdom and knowledge. But listen to this. In Paul, in Colossians 2, verse 8, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Did you know you can be spoiled? What does being spoiled mean? I think it means they're being ruined. You ever had some spoiled buttermilk or some spoiled milk? Maybe you'd just love to have a glass of good old white creamy milk, and you take it out of the refrigerator and you pour it into the glass, and then you smell it and go, oh my goodness, this is spoiled. It's turned bad. You ever had that happen to you? Oh, of course you have. We all have. It's ruined. Don't drink. You'll get sick drinking it. Well, that's what it means here. You'll be ruined through philosophy and vain deceit. I mean, the world's full of deceit. Like right now, they're trying to tell us, you know, that there's global warming in the world, climate change and all that nonsense. It's because of the deceit of men. They say, we're changing the world with our machines and so forth and our carbon tax motors and all that. You can't change the world. Maybe a little piece of it. But believe me, the world's a lot bigger than you are. But that's just vain deceit. You're deceiving yourself. And that's the traditions of men. And men have always deceived themselves. After the rudiments of the world, you know, you follow the world, and that's what happens to you. You just get plain stupid. But if you followed Christ, well, you'll always be there. You'll always be smart. You'll always be uppity. Yeah, you're uppity. That's a good word, uppity. Now, I know the world sees uppity as being sort of smart aleck, but I like uppity. I know Jesus Christ. I'm uppity. Yeah. I know more than the world does. I do. Somebody was telling me recently that they became a Christian. And this person, I saw the interview, and the person, and it's a person, I'm not going to mention her name, but she's a newscaster on, well, I'm not going to tell you the network. But she says she has become a Christian. And she just despised Christianity, thought we were so stupid and all. And she said she was in a room and she had a dream and she woke up. And she looked and Jesus Christ was in her room. And he said to her, I am here. Now think about that. Now some would say, oh, well, she was just, I mean, she, that gal has problems. Does she? She said Jesus Christ was in her room and woke her up and he was at sort of like the foot of the bed. And she said, he said to her, I am here. Now, why was that significant? It's because this newscaster didn't believe in God. Oh, she was an Episcopalian. Her parents were her two professors, her mom and dad, and she says that they go to church, but they don't really believe. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the miracles. They don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in anything, but they've always been Episcopals. Well, she started going to an evangelical church, and she started loving the pastor's message because he always brought Jesus in with it somehow. He would not leave his sermon until there was a little bit of Jesus in it. You know, I tend to believe her. She says she's wondering what to do now, where to go. She wants to become a better Christian. But all of her friends think she's stupid. She's a liberal Democrat. She's a liberal Democrat. But she just doesn't buy into the liberal philosophy now. Through philosophy and vain deceit, you'll be spoiled. Well, that's sort of like these secrets today. They'll spoil you. They'll ruin you. You know, WikiLeaks. You know what WikiLeaks is? It's that program, I guess. So it's these people who, well, they're very strange. They've been exposing some of the things they've been finding on computers. Now, they, you know, during the campaign, that Julian Assange, who's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, England, hiding there because they faked some rape charge on him. And he released all his WikiLeaks tapes that told you about Pizzagate and about Hillary and all of her team and how she got questions in advance, debate questions from CNN and so forth. Well, WikiLeaks says that if you think 2016 was a banner year, 2017, they say, is going to blow you away. That's how they say it. They've got new information coming now. I don't know whether they hacked into various computers. But they say 2017 is going to blow you away. Well, I can't wait. Now, it's said that maybe Trump won because somebody hacked the Democrat National Committee. You know, John Podesta, that evil guy who's a campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton. And they hacked his emails, and then they began to release them to the public. WikiLeaks did. They released some 50,000 emails he had sent to all of Hillary's associates, and they were abominable. They're just abominable. Well, now they say, well, maybe that's how Donald Trump won the election. Because of WikiLeaks. Because, you know, they're even claiming that Russia did it. Oh yes, Russia did it. Russia hacked the Democrat National Committee's emails and found out all this trash, all this evil garbage that John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, her lesbian lover, were doing. And it was all in there, and Russia exposed these things, and that's why she lost. Now, first, let me say that people who say that Russia hacked the Democrats' email and exposed the Democrats, and of course, our supposed president, what's his name now? I keep forgetting it. I think I'm beginning to, it's fading in my memory. Yeah, that's right, Barack Obama. Well, Barack says Russia did it. Russia hacked our emails, and he found out all this bad stuff, and he exposed it to the public and affected the election. Now, first of all, let's just say that this is true. Let's say Russia really did that. Now, I want you to think about it. You're smart guys. You're smart women. I think I have the smartest audience in the world here at Power Prophecy. So I want you to put on your thinking caps and think about it. If Russia did do that, if they were putting out all these WikiLeaks all these weeks, every week they would put out more and more, until finally they had some 50,000 emails they'd put out, destroying Hillary's chances for election as president. If Russia did that, why was it that Obama was just sitting twiddling his thumbs? I mean, he was trying to get her elected. He was campaigning harder than she was. He was going around telling everybody, you got to vote for her. It's my legacy at stake. Vote for Hillary or my legacy will go down the tubes. Vote for Hillary. He was really working hard for Hillary. And he never mentioned, in fact, he made fun of the fact that maybe the election would be hacked. It would be rigged. He made fun of Trump when he said that. Yeah, Obama said, ha, ha, ha. Okay, well, then after the election, he said, that's what happened. Russia did it. They hacked Hillary. Now, first of all, let's just face it. Let's just say that he's right. Why did he not expose it during the campaign? Why didn't he come out and say, okay, her email's being hacked, it's all Russia? Why didn't he never said anything about it. He kept quiet. It seems to me that Russia is more powerful than America, doesn't it? I mean, look, Obama has about 16 different intelligence agencies, including the CIA, the National Security Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and on and on. He's got all these agencies. Why didn't one of them know that Russia was hacking the emails? Why didn't one of them expose Russia? Not a one did they? That means Russia has a more powerful cyber war capacity than we do. That means they've already licked the United States. They've beaten us. Why, they influenced the election. Why, they're 12-foot giants. They're cyber giants. Oh, I'm so afraid of them. I mean, think about it. Putin is so powerful. He's so much more powerful than Obama, than anybody. He's the most powerful man in the world. I mean, he affected the elections. Think about it. Our elections are shot because Putin did it. It makes you realize how weak Obama is. He's a weakling. He couldn't stop Putin. He couldn't even go on TV and say, wait just a minute, something bad is happening here. Let's stop this election. Let's do something. He didn't do that. He let Putin affect the election. He let him do it. That means he couldn't stop him. That means Russia is more powerful than America. That means all of our intelligence, we spend billions of dollars, but they're all worthless. They're no good. They didn't find Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destructions. We know that was a big lie. But they said, you'll find them. But we didn't. We went over there and killed 1 million Iraqis because we said they've got weapons of mass destruction. And then they came out, well, they didn't have them. Our intelligence services were stupid. Stupid. It must be Donald Trump is right. He says they're all stupid. He said our politicians are stupid. Well, they are. I would vote for Trump just because I know that he knows that we are stupid. I mean, come on, guys. That's Russia's so powerful. They interfered in our election and got away with it. They got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now WikiLeaks said they're going to blow us out of the water. They got more coming. Russia's going to interfere some more. Oh, my. America is shot. America, the spy services can't stop them. They're got WikiLeaks. This poor guy sitting in an Ecuadorian embassy hiding out. Ecuadorian embassy. We're at in London, England. But the London police can't stop him. The U.S. FBI can't stop him. He's going to get us some more. He's going to expose us with WikiLeaks. Ooh. Russia and Assange, they're conspiring together. And they've got us on our last legs. They've licked us. Putin smiles. He knows he's the champion. And right now, folks, if I had it, I'd play that song. What was it? That crazy rock group named Queen. We are the champions, my friends. We'll keep on hiking till the end. That's Russia. Now, all the Democrats are excited about that. They're trying to tell us that Russia hacked everything. Poor Hillary, she lost for nothing, no reason except she got hacked.
Well,
now Obama's going out. He's going out as a failure. He couldn't stop the hacking. He couldn't keep Hillary as in the White House. Oh, he lost to Russia. Reagan won the Cold War, they say, by threatening Russia to say, we'll keep building. We'll keep building up our military capacity, and you can't stop us, and you can't match us. So Gorbachev just said, I give up. That was the end of the Cold War. But Obama says, please stop hacking us. Oh, please stop. Oh, but Russia won't stop. 2017 is going to be a banner year. It's going to blow you away. I can't wait. And you know what? WikiLeaks and Russia, I want to give Russia credit. Now, I hate to do that because I don't believe for a moment that they did anything wrong. But let's say they did. Let's give them all that credit. They're 90-foot giants. See, they grew from 12-foot to 90-foot. That's where the Democrats do it. If I said it again, that'd be 250 feet, you know, giants. Now, think about it. Shouldn't they get a gold medal for what they did? They expose Hillary Clinton. They expose John Podesta. They expose all of those lesbians and homosexuals that were in the Clinton administration. They expose the sexual crimes of Wiener. You know Wiener, don't you? Congressman Wiener. Huma Abedin's toy boy. They've exposed all that. Now, that was good. What if they'd have kept quiet? What if Russia had not said anything? What if they had not done this? What if they had not hacked? Might we not have Huma Abedin sitting in the White House? Might she not be up in that White House bedroom with Hillary right now doing strange things? I'm not going to tell you what kind of things. But you know what Huma Abedin and Hillary do as lesbians. But Russia stopped them. Isn't that great? Now you don't have a lesbian hag as your president. Well, I think that Putin should get a gold medal. Maybe he should get the Congressional Medal of Honor. Putin is my hero. He's my hero. If he hacked America, he is my hero. He defeated the legacy of Obama. He defeated Hillary Clinton. He defeated Podesta. He exposed the whole shebang. He deserves to be recognized for it. Don't you? Don't you think he should? He's a great, he should be man of the year. Time Magazine, where are you? Well, I guess I've said enough, but you get my drift. He's a great man. He's a great man. And I suspect next year at this time, the Democrats will still be whining and moaning. And what about those celebrities? Those, you know, I was watching TV the other day and a bunch of them came on. And they're saying, we've got to stop Trump. We've got to stop him. We have to obstruct him somehow. Oh, and they're all these washed up. You know, this Dancing with the Stars show on TV, you know, somebody said to me, well, they're, you know, they're starting Dancing with the Stars again. I said, well, who's going to be dancing? And they named these people. I said, well, who are they? Are they the stars or the dancers? They said, oh, well, they're the stars. Well, I didn't even know who those people were. I didn't even know their names. It looks to me like that program is really hurting. I mean, they don't have anybody. They've got these used up, no good stars. I mean, they're good people, I guess. I don't know. But they're not really stars. They're not the A-list of stars in Hollywood. They're not the B-list. They're not the C-list. They might be the D or the F-list. They're really nobodies. They might be okay, but they're really sort of nobodies. But they're telling us they're the stars and they're going to be dancing. Well, okay. Well, these celebrities are like that, too. The celebrities don't like Donald Trump. Well, I don't even know any of these celebrities. And there they are. Now, the only one that I know was Sally Field. You know, the Flying Nun. She's sort of a sweet girl. And, you know, she won the Academy Award one time. She's a real sweet girl, I guess. But she says, we can't let Trump do what he wants to do. Well, what does he want to do? These promises, they're good. Oh, we can't let him give us more jobs. Oh. We can't let him keep the jobs here in America. Really? We can't let him build the wall. Oh, no. Why? What would that do? Why, don't you understand? That would keep out all the illegal aliens. Oh. Well, that sounds good to me. What is a guy going to do that's bad? Well, he's going to revitalize the oil and gas industry. Well, that sounds good. It's going to bring in hundreds of thousands of jobs. Well, he's going to, you see, everything they say, it doesn't make any sense. None of it's going to make any sense. They want to destroy America. He wants to build it up and make it great again. They're a bunch of Looney Tunes. They are. And that's where they have ruined us. They have spoiled us with their man-made deceitful philosophy, as it says in there in Colossians. And some people believe in that one girl, Lena Dunham or whatever, she comes out totally naked. And she said, we've lost the election. Hillary's lost. I'm going to go out to the woods and I'm going to talk to the rocks and ask them what to do. So she evidently went out to the woods, to the forest and talked to the rocks. But then she came in and I wanted to know, what did the rocks tell her? I mean, I think the gal's got rocks in her head, but think about it, folks. The rocks did not talk to her. If she went out and talked to the rocks, she could at least tell us what the rocks said to her. Oh, my. I mean, Moses had a burning bush, talked to him, but this gal doesn't, she's got nothing. And she's totally naked. And she's crazy. And they're all insane. Now, I'll tell you another one insane. You know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he's a great man. He is. He's a guy that, you know, he kept things really good there in Arizona, where he was sheriff. Well, I understand that George Soros, the Hungarian Jew billionaire, gave $6 million to his opponent in the sheriff's election. $6 million to elect a sheriff? That's right. They wanted to get rid of Joe Arpaio. And sure enough, Joe Arpaio lost the election. Now, the new sheriff was asked, are you going to be as tough on illegal aliens as Joe Arpaio was, trying to keep the illegal aliens out of Arizona? Let me tell you what this new sheriff said. He said, they're not illegal aliens. They're our guests. Oh, boy. Think about that, folks. The new sheriff who took over for Joe Arpaio says, they're not illegal aliens. They're our guests. Boy, you know that guy's worthless, or gal. I don't even know why. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. But they're crazy. Wow. Our guests? Well, one of our guests evidently was not very nice. He's a Mexican illegal. By the way, folks say that I text Mars, am not very nice because I call them illegal aliens. You know, I was talking with a guy. He was one of the top campaign people for Romney when Romney ran for president. And we were talking about, you know, the illegal alien problem, the immigration problem. And I said to him, I used the term illegal aliens. And he said, oh, don't say that. That's terrible. We never say illegal alien. They're undocumented. They're undocumented. Well, I know that, but they're illegal aliens. Oh, no, don't say that. People will think you are Attila the Hun. You're a barbarian for saying that. Yeah, well, that's why Romney didn't win. He couldn't even use good language. Illegal alien is an illegal alien. Boy. Well, it's one illegal alien, or our one guest. One of our guests. You know, a guest is somebody you invite. A guest is somebody you want to come to visit you. You enjoy their visit. But this guy, you wouldn't enjoy his visit. You see, he's been our guest. He's been deported 19 times. His name, Tomas Martinez Maldonado. Tomas Martinez Maldonado. Now, let me tell you about Tomas. Tomas has been deported 19 times. But he was recently arrested. Now he's going to be deported a 20th time. Why was he arrested? You see, they have these sanctuary cities. They don't arrest anybody, but he was arrested. He was arrested on a bus in Kansas, a Greyhound bus. He had just raped a 13-year-old girl during a bus ride. Now, I want you to think about that. This man had been deported 19 times as our guest from Mexico. He had just raped a 13-year-old girl, so now he's going on 20 deportations. This is the kind of America we have. This is what Obama and Hillary and all of these stupid, insane people want to give us. And this poor 13-year-old girl is raped by this crazy individual from Mexico who never should have been here in the first place. 19 deportations ago, he should have been caught. Boy, we need to build a wall and keep that rascal out. And all those just like him, too. Keep them out. I thank God for people like Donald Trump that don't want our young women raped by Mexican illegal aliens after 19 deportations. This is a disgrace. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. This is a volume of secrets. We'll be right back after this brief message. Holy Serpent of the Jews. It's one of my newest books. Hi, folks. I'm Tex Mars. I hope you'll order this book. You know, I'm looking at the back cover of it, and it's very descriptive. The headline says, "The Most Colossal Devil Religion Ever." That's what Judaism is. Now, a lot of folks don't understand that. They think that Judaism is a godly religion, a religion of love and peace and harmony. And they believe that because they read the Old Testament. And they read about the great men of the Bible, you know, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moses, and so forth. And they say, well, isn't Judaism a great religion? But you see, these men did not practice the Judaic religion. That's the dirty secret. The dirty secret is that Judaism is not practiced by them. In fact, Jesus said Judaism is a separate religion, totally separate than the prophets gave us. If the Jews had stayed with that religion and kept up their old covenant, everything would be fantastic. I would be sitting here applauding the greatness of the Jews and their religion. But let me explain to you. Jeremiah, Isaiah, all the great prophets are on one side of this big divide. And on the other side, the wicked side, is their religion, not their religion, but the religion of Judaism. Now, that's what I talk about. I tell you what Judaism really is. And I tell you who they worship. You may not understand this, but the Jews do not worship God. They don't worship the great I Am. They don't worship the same God that Abraham and Moses and all the great men of the Bible worshiped. They worship the serpent, Satan. Let me say that again. The Jews today, in their religion of Judaism, worship the serpent. I prove it in this book. Now, I haven't had one rabbi write me. I haven't. I'm waiting for the first letter from a rabbi. I want to hear from you, rabbi. Write to me and tell me that everything in this book is false. Tell me that your religion, that most Jews don't worship Satan. And you keep it a secret from us. You have to. And you have a secret plan, don't you? It's a plan to crush the Gentiles and vault the Jews to global dominion. That's what this book is all about. I quote the rabbis. The most famous rabbis in the world are quoted in here. I've done my homework, my friends. Oh, yes, I've done my homework. That's why the Jews hate me. They hate me. They hated Jesus, too. They killed Jesus, our Lord. Why? Because he said, you have for religion the traditions of men. That's part of that vain deceit. That's part of that philosophy of the world that ruins people, that spoils them. I talk about it in this book. I have put together a book. This is the first and only book in the entire world that unmasks the Jewish religion. The Jews will not debate me on television. They did do one thing. I believe it was the World Zionist Congress. The World Zionist Congress, the most powerful organization in the entire world, sent a letter to Amazon. They said, you've got to take this book off your list. You cannot offer the book Holy Serpent of the Jews by Tex Mars because he is a notorious anti-Semite. Why am I a notorious anti-Semite? For quoting the rabbis? You would think they would give me a medal for that. Yes, give me a medal for quoting the rabbis. Not only the modern rabbis, but the most ancient and famous. I quote your Talmud, the most holy book of the Jews. I quote your Kabbalah, another great holy book of the Jews. I tell people what the Kabbalah and the Talmud preach, what they say, and what your rabbis teach the people. But as for you, you want to keep it a secret. And anybody that exposes these things, anybody that tells the truth about your religion, you call a notorious anti-Semite. I call myself a great champion. I am a champion of the Jews. Why? Because I don't want any Jew to go to hell. I want them to believe in Jesus Christ and go to heaven. That's where I'm different than other Christian pastors. I want the Jews to be in heaven with me. A lot of people just say, well, I hate the Jews. I don't hate the Jews. That's insane. I want the Jews to know the truth. Now, before you can give the Jews the truth, why don't you find it out for yourself? Why don't you get this book? I challenge you, friend. Maybe you think that I'm just lying. Maybe you think that, you know, I'm a 70 year or 72 year old man. I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm getting a little dense in the head. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Well, check me out. Get this book. It's 200 and some odd pages, and read it for yourself. Read what the rabbis actually say about their religion. Now I challenge you. Read the Holy Bible. I love for you to read the New Testament. You'll see what our great, great, great preachers like Paul and John and Peter, what they all taught us. What Jesus said. I challenge you, read what Jesus said in the Bible. You'll know what Christianity is. Read the New Testament and you'll go away so amazed, so inspired, so encouraged. But then you read this book here. And then what happens is you say, Tex Mars told the truth. No wonder the World Zionist Congress wants to shut him up. No wonder the Christian bookstores are too scared to have this book. Now, I've exposed the Muslims too. What, 2 weeks ago, I had an entire program exposing the Muslims. I'm no friend of Islam. Oh, no, Somebody said to me, Tex, what do you think of the Jews and the Muslims? What can you say about each one of those religions? I'll tell you what I say. It's like two scorpions in a bottle. Have you ever taken a scorpion and put him down a Coke bottle? Just tick, you know, one of these real nice Coke bottles. And then you take another scorpion and just tick, put him in the bottleneck too. And there you have two scorpions. They're going to fight. They're going to make war. They're going to maybe kill each other because it's in their nature to do so. That's what I think about Islam and Judaism. What do I think about Christianity? I only think of love. In fact, the Bible says God is love. I can't find that anywhere in the Talmud. I can't find that anywhere in the Kabbalah. That God is love. But that's what the Apostle John said. And he said, that's how we know you're a Christian, if you love your brother. Now, sometimes I don't meet up to that criteria. I have to ask Jesus to help me. To help me have the love that one should have in their heart for a brother or sister. But I want you to know about these Jews. I want, not every Jew. No, not every Jew. But the vast majority in Israel today worship the serpent. That's bad. It's bad. This book is $20. Add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $25. We'll send this book right to you. And I think you'll be very pleased with it. And you'll say, wow, I know something about Judaism now. I know what it's all about. I'll never be fooled again. I'll never be deceived by the rabbis. I'll understand why Jesus said, you have for your religion the traditions of men. He also said something else. He said they worship the serpent. That's right. That's what Jesus said. They worship the serpent. And they do. Now this book, available for $25. That includes shipping and handling. Is available on our website, powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. Or you can phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Or write to us. Write to Tex Mars or Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And now let's return to our regular program. Well, let's see what else we got here today. Hey, there's a big deal about Israel. You know, the United Nations met, and the Security Council voted to censor Israel because it's building settlements, in other words, houses, and moving citizens into the Palestinian areas and also the areas of the Syrians. Now, Netanyahu went nuts because of the UN's action. And it seemed like all the American politicians, even Donald Trump, joined. They said, oh, that's terrible. How could the United Nations have voted to censor Israel for building these settlements, these houses, and putting these Israelis into these areas that are owned by the Palestinians and the Syrians? Now think about that, friends. Think about that. When Israel was formed as a nation in 1948, they invaded and took over the territory that belonged to the Palestinians. And since that time, there have been two or three wars in which they took more territory from the Palestinians. And since that time also, they've been building houses and putting their citizens in those areas. Now, if let's say Mexico invaded the United States, well, they are, of course, with their immigration. But let's say they sent their troops down here to South Texas. And they kept our territory. Then they started building Mexicans' homes on our territory down in South Texas. I think we'd get pretty steamed up about it, wouldn't you? What if the Russians came into California and they took over California? And then the Russians not only did that, but then they started building Russians' homes in California. And they said, this is our land. God gave us California, say the Russians. Why, I bet the people in California and America would be pretty steamed up about it, wouldn't we? Well, that's what happened in the United Nations. The people of the world said, just one minute. You're building on land that's not yours, that you conquered with your military. Now, the Jews came back and said, well, God gave us this land. Well, good, then I want to see the deed. Well, we hadn't got a deed. Oh, you don't? No, they said, but God gave us this land. God, listen, you were not even a nation until 1948. You were a nation, you know, 1900 years ago, but there were a lot of nations back then. But that's not your land. Well, God gave it to us. Well, where did he give it to you? Well, it's in the Bible. Yeah, but he took it away. Jesus said, the kingdom is taken away from the Jews. He did. He said that. That's in the Gospel of John. You ever read that, friends? Mm-hmm. Now, I think that the Israelis are pretty sicky to send their military in to conquer a land. Then they conquer the land. Then they say it's been ours for 2,000 years almost. That's pretty cheeky. I understand where the United Nations criticized them. Now, the United States didn't vote. Obama didn't have the courage to vote one way or another. So he just sort of abstained. And that's where Trump and everybody said, oh, you're a bad, bad man. You should not have abstained. Now, John Kerry, our Secretary of State, got involved in this. And Mr. Kerry gave a speech in which he said, listen, Israel is a Jewish nation, and it proclaims itself a Jewish nation. Okay, that's all right, he said, Mr. Kerry said. But if you're going to be a Jewish nation, you cannot be a democracy. Uh-oh. You know, that's what President Harry Truman said. Oh, yes, I've got it. It's written right in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Get it out and read it. In fact, he put it in the statement where he actually recognized Israel as a nation in 1948. The Israelis wanted to be a Jewish nation. And they brought this statement to Harry Truman, our president. They said, here, sign this, making us the Jewish nation. He took his pen and he lined through the word Jewish. Whoop! He said, you're not a Jewish nation. You're the nation of Israel. There are other people in your nation other than Jews. Whoa, hold it just a minute. This nation is only for the Jews. Well, what if in America we said this is only for the Germans? We got a lot of Germans in America. Now, friends, I'm Scottish. At least that's what my dad used to say. I don't know. Before that, he said I was something else. So I'm Heinz 57. But let's just say I am Scottish, okay? Well, think of it. I'm Scottish. So this should be a Scottish nation, shouldn't it? But wait, my neighbor's Irish. I got a neighbor, my wife, Wanda, she came from England. I understand. Now, that was way before her time. Actually, she came from Oklahoma. But in any case, think about that, folks. The Jews say, we are a democracy. Why, we're the only democracy in the Middle East. But what they do in Israel is they discriminate against the Palestinians who live in their land. Now, listen. We've got Muslims here in the United States. I don't really like Muslims very much. I tolerate them. I don't, you know, discriminate against them. I just don't like their religion, to be honest with you. But I have yet to steal all their land. I have yet to say you're not a citizen, you can't vote. And how about all these other people out here? There's Chinese in Austin, Texas. You go to the shopping mall, there's going to be Chinese and Japanese and Koreans and Indonesians and Indians, and there's going to be Belgian people and English people and all kind from Finland, from Norway. They're all over the state of Texas. What if we said this is a democracy, but only for one race? Only for maybe the Italians. Well, the Italians would love it. Now, there's 24 million people in the state of Texas. I would say we probably have about 300,000 Italians in the state of Texas. We don't even have a million. Out of 24 million, there's only, a very small number of Italians. But what if we said this is a democracy for Italians in Texas, but not for anybody else? Is that fair? What about the Scottish? Hey, I want a democracy too. What about the English? Wanda wants one too. Jerry, his name is Barrett. What is that, English? German, Irish, Italian. Oh, well, you can't keep that job. This job is only for only for English people named Barrett. You're a Barrett, but you're German, Irish, Italian. What if I told you that? This is a democracy, but it's not for you, Jerry. Now we got Nelson, he's from Honduras. Boy. And then Michelle, she's our business manager here. She's from Germany, I guess. And so is Sandra. She's German too. Polish. Oh, that's right. Oh my goodness. This ministry is not for the Poles. Right? They are not for us. No, that's silly. Hey, listen, all of the people that work here in this ministry have the same opportunity and rights. They do. So Israel says we're a democracy, but only for the Jews. That's what John Kerry is saying. That's baloney. Everybody within your territory, everybody within your borders has an equal opportunity to be a citizen and to vote and to own land and all those things. But Israel said, no, no, unless you're a Jew, you cannot own land. Unless you're a Jew, you cannot vote. Unless you're a Jew, you cannot use this highway. Whoa! They're a bunch of prejudiced dudes, aren't they? I don't like that kind of baloney. I agree with Obama and Kerry. Now, if you want to write me and say, Tex, God gave them that land, you can write. But I want to see the paperwork. And I don't want to see it in the Old Testament because that's already been voided because a new covenant came up. And Jesus came around. And Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. I'm not going to put the Jews or anybody else back as captives again. Jesus set them free. They can be free indeed by knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. But Kerry said, you cannot be Jewish in a Democrat country. Whoa. That's like in America. We have hundreds of races in America. And everybody born in America is a citizen. They have the right to vote. They have the right to own land. They have the right to buy property, to own their own business, to succeed or not succeed. This is America. This is America. We had a black man as president. I'm not even so sure he was an American. We had a black man as president. Now we have, what, a Scottish man? Some say German. And Donald Trump. But whatever race you are in America, you live in a free country. Israel, you are a disgrace to tell people they are not in a free country. You've been discriminated against them for all these years. You need to stop it. The United Nations is correct for a change. I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I would say the United Nations is correct. Obama's correct and John Kerry are correct. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble with my audience. I know it. That's the way it goes. Hey, did you hear about this KKK program? One of the networks wanted to start a program, a reality show about the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. So they went out and got all these people in Tennessee. And they were going to have all these people, sort of a redneck kind of people, you know, that chewed tobacco and lived out in the country and in these mobile homes and called themselves KKK. And they were going to have them, they were going to stage manage the whole show and claim that it was a true reality show. They were going to have these people to act like they were KKK. They were going to have burning crosses. They were going to talk about niggers, you know, oh yeah, that boy, that's a nigger. They were going to act like stupid, white KKK people. Well, the show didn't go over because it came out that they were going to be paying these people for acting like idiots. They were going to pay the KKK, but they really weren't even KKK. They were just a bunch of good old boys. And now they've lost their money. The network changed its mind. It got criticized when people found out that it was all a big made-up thing. See how they faked the news, folks? People would have been talking about that. Have you seen that reality show of the KKK? Boy, they're real. The KKK, they're here. Yeah, sure. Just like the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, the KKK is here. By the way, they published a 1940s article of the newspaper this last week. 1940s. That's about 80 years old. And guess what? It says in there that the ice in the Arctic, that's up, you know, up in Canada and up in Alaska and all that up there. The ice is about 6 foot thick, the scientist said. And guess what? The scientists in this year, some 80 years later, say that the ice is 6 foot thick. The ice has not grown in 80 years. They've got, there's, you see, we put everything down the black hole. Have you ever read the book 1984, George Orwell? Yeah, all the news goes down the black hole. And you never see it again. But this guy went and got a 1940s newspaper. And it talked about the researchers, the scientists going up to the Arctic. And there, while they were there, they measured the ice. And they found the ice was 6 foot thick. And then they went again this last year and they said, you know what? It's still 6 foot thick. And they decided that global warming was a bunch of baloney. Now, maybe you like baloney. I sort of do. My wife makes me baloney sandwiches sometimes. but I don't like it in the news. I like it to eat. You know, it's a good sandwich. So this is all nonsense stuff. And, of course, now we have a new president. He's got to know what to do about global warming. I'll tell you what to do. Laugh about it. It's a laugher, folks.
It's a laugher.
Well, hey, diet drinks don't work. Did you know that? Scientists finally figured out. They did this study. They found out that people who took diet drinks, they don't lose weight. They actually gained a little bit of weight. You know, I don't like the taste of diet drinks. I'm sorry. Some people do. I know a woman, she drinks Diet Coke all the time. She says, I like it. Well, I don't really like it. And those ones that are called zero drinks, I don't like those things. Those are horrible. Ooh, they taste flat. Ooh. Now I'm glad. I'm sort of a big guy, and well, diet drinks just don't work for me. I'm just going to go ahead and have my regular big old Coke. I know Mayor Bloomberg up in New York, or Mayor de Blasio, whatever his name is, they don't want to give us those sugary drinks. I'm going to take them anyway. I don't care what they say, because the scientists say that diet drinks don't work. Oh, man. Woo. That's good news. And hey, by the way, they say that Donald Trump has not given us a copy of his tax report. Well, evidently, Al Sharpton, remember old Al Sharpton? He hadn't been around much. The Democrats have been hiding him. They told him, stay loose. Don't be making any headlines. Well, Al Sharpton, the black civil rights leader, it turns out he owes $4.5 million in taxes to New York State and the federal government. $4.5 million. Now, the skinny little guy dresses in these fancy suits and all that. I think that'll take some of his money. I mean, he owes $4.5 million to the tax people. Then there's Chris Matthews. You know, the guy from MSNBC. Turns out that he owes around $5,000. He hadn't paid his taxes either. Man, the media, they're nuts. They lie, they lie, they give us all this fake news. Wow. Now, the Washington Post, the ones that said there's a Russia threat to our websites, they've been rewarded. They said, watch out for Russia. Oh, yes. Well, they've admitted now that they put out fake news. Now, first it was a big headline. Russia hacks American, election. But then a few weeks later, they said, we made a mistake. They haven't hacked it. Boy. By the way, Trump is working on a plan to restructure, to pare back the CIA. Ooh. Remember Kennedy wanted to break it up into 1,000 pieces, John F. Kennedy? He was killed, wasn't he? And so we've had our CIA all these years lying to us about this, lying to us about that, changing the government here, changing the government here, assassinating this person, that person. But Donald Trump says they're a pack of liars, just like the media. Wow. Now we know the CIA, they're a pack of liars. He's appointing a new CIA chief. And he's told him, go and clean up the CIA. That's a good idea, isn't it? That's a good idea. Well, let's see what else we got. Oh, I wish I had time for this. Oh, my. The largest pedophile ring in history, 70,000, has been exposed. And they're still exposing. You're going to see some headlines in the future, folks. The pedophiles, the rats are scrambling. And all of these people, pedophiles, Pizzagate. Remember that name, Pizzagate. It's bad. I'm Tex Mars. You've been listening to Secrets Today. Been great being with you. And my prayer is that you'll tune in during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.